So she was texting him, and he was texting her.
Oh my god.
Right?
Oh my god.
I know, right? It's amazing.
That's actually so cute.
It's so cute, and it, like, takes away all the generic stuff.
Right.
Also, it sort of centers around a race between a rabbit and a turtle.
What?
It's the climax. Okay. The turtle wins.
Turtle wins.
Yep. Hi, I'm Susanna.
And I'm Hazel.
And this is Substitute for Wit, a Downton Abbey podcast. This is a episode by episode Downton Abbey podcast. It's sort of a rewatch podcast because I've seen Downton Abbey before.
The only difference is that I have never seen the show and I know pretty much nothing about it. So.
Yeah, Hazel's pretty clueless. So this episode, we're not covering episode one. We're having an episode
zero.
So that you can get to know us and so that I can introduce the show to Hazel and everyone else out there who hasn't seen the show. So, by the way, we're both, you know, teens-ish.
Yeah.
We're not saying our ages.
Yeah.
Because we're minors. We're minors. That's what we are.
We are younger than, I want to say 21, but
we are younger than 21, yes.
Okay.
We are younger than 18. Which you can probably tell from our voices.
Yeah, probably.
But we're not, like, immature. This is not a podcast for kids. Downton Abbey is not a show for kids. I think it's kind of universal. Rated, like, basically the British equivalent of PG, like TV-14 or something.
Yeah.
So I'll introduce myself. My name is Susanna. Last name.
You're not going to say.
Not
going to
say it. Although you can, I'm pretty sure
you
it's
can probably
displayed
find it on our website.
In the website and also the notes. My name is Susanna. I love a lot of things. I love reading. I love writing. I love books. I love YA books, especially the Simonverse series. I gotta get you that book.
Oh
I will
God,
bring it to
really?
You today, okay?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes, I think you're old enough for it. So
Susanna gives me all my books. Most of the
yes,
good books that
I've
read.
I'm good at book recommendations. I love politics.
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want to be a journalist. And I really, really love Downton Abbey.
Oh, really?
Yes, it
would
is.
Would you say that you love it so much that maybe you would make a podcast about it?
No, you can find our origin story on our website,
okay.
People.
Sorry.
It's not a very interesting origin story. It's just
it's
basically
a very
I walked
short.
Up to Hazel and said, want to do a Downton Abbey podcast with me? And she said, sure.
She's like, heck yeah.
I really love Downton Abbey. It's probably my favorite show. No, it's definitely my favorite show. I think I have, like, a top circle of shows, and that top circle is Downton Abbey, Parks and Recreation, 30 Rock, and The Good Place.
Just saying, I told her to
yes,
watch Parks
we
and Recreation.
Know.
That
and
was
we're
me.
We're not going to bring up Harry Potter, because that's a different
okay,
story.
She didn't want to read it, and I was like, you have to read it.
That
and
wasn't
then
what made
back,
me
she
read
finally
it.
Read
I didn't
it,
want
and
to read
it,
it
and
because... I didn't want to read it because you told me to read it because
I know,
didn't
so I
trust
did
you
that.
In
and
first
then you
grade
did,
because
and
you
got
are kind of insane
angry.
In first grade. Anyways, so yeah, that's us both talking into our microphones at the same time.
Just saying, we like to debate with each other.
We like
a lot,
to debate.
So
that's why this is a good podcast.
Really good
because we both have very strong opinions on absolutely everything.
Probably equally strong, and that's why probably why we're friends. Because we kind of in first yeah. grade debated about goldfish.
We've debated
sure.
about everything.
There was a game
okay,
about goldfish.
We can get back
okay.
on topic now.
Yes.
The guy behind us just stopped mowing his lawn.
Oh my god!
And Hazel is very happy.
No. Like, oh my god.
Thank god.
Oh god.
Oh my god,
can you hear me? Can you
what?
Oh my god.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Is he looking at us?
I can't see.
There's a tree.
Hold on. No, he's just putting his lawnmower back.
He's not looking at me. It's okay, everybody.
Okay, so, yes, we are outside. We are surrounded by lots of people. At some other episodes of this podcast, you might hear small children screaming. That is because we have two small children right over there. Not as small children who like to do loud things over there. Hazel, would you like to introduce yourself?
I would like to introduce myself. Thank you, Susanna.
Have you written an introduction?
I have not written an introduction. Improv! Okay, my name is Hazel. Was I supposed to?
No, I didn't either. Remember we just sat there and...
Yeah, we kind of sat in my backyard and we were like, hi, I like guitar. Ha ha ha.
So, go ahead. Oh, I also like bacon.
So, my name is Hazel. I don't know where to start, but I'm doing improv, so let's do this. I play guitar. I really like using my hands. So I knit and I play guitar and I do a lot of painting. I don't know. I am also a Democrat.
I dance.
I dance.
She also loves Parks and Recreation.
I introduced Parks and Recreation to Susanna.
We have heard, haven't we? Listeners, please write in and tell us if you have heard Hazel talk about Parks and Recreation too much. Oh, wait, no, you better not, because after this we're doing a Parks and Recreation podcast.
Oh, yeah, we
are. I'm super excited for that.
Me too.
Yes,
because finally I won't be in the dark. I have no idea what's going on.
Should we get to the premise?
We really should.
I think we know everything you need to know.
One more thing. I've never watched Downton Abbey, which is why
I'm a Downton Abbey super fan.
For more about our origin, go to our website.
Yeah, by the way,
which we will have
I am in the middle of really going very deep into season two for my
newsletter.
So that's sort of what I am immersed in right now, but I'm gonna go back to season one.
I like
for
that
this.
Word.
So,
say that that's my favorite word. Immersed.
This is the Susanna Talks About Downton section.
Yes.
And the year. I wrote a thing to say because there's a lot to do. I'm proud of this, by the way.
I have six words that I say.
Yes, Hazel has six
words. Also, I made smiley faces with hats.
We've seen. Yeah, I don't know why you did that, but okay. So, and we begin.
The year.
1912.
The characters.
Far too many.
The hats.
Plentiful, complicated, and asymmetrical. Those three words might best describe popular British period drama to its fans, soap opera to its critics, Downton Abbey.
That was
plentiful,
long.
Complicated, and asymmetrical. Plentiful because between the six seasons, five Christmas specials, and one movie, there's nearly 60 straight hours of content, not to mention the expansive behind-the-scenes realm. And yes, I did calculate that, and yes, it was very hard. It's complicated because while the plot is genuinely entertaining throughout, the countless plot lines and thick yet very quiet British accents will leave you scrolling through online recaps trying to make sense of it all. And while asymmetrical seems like an adjective relative only to tangible objects and not concepts of television shows, it relates to Downton a lot more than you would think. Nothing is harmonious. Nothing never happens. Everything happens, and even in a symmetrical house filled with symmetrical faces, symmetrical cakes, and a rather symmetrical dog, none of it is in any way the same as anything else. Turns the sheet over. The show centers around Robert Crawley, the Earl of Grantham. I know a lot about the British peerage system now, so I can explain that all to you when you have questions about it. The Earl of Grantham and his family and staff. Robert Crawley is stoic. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He is pretty stubborn, but he loves his family as much as his title and his country. He was in war. He's very loyal to the people he chooses to be loyal to. I'm not going to get super into it. His wife, who he married for her fortune, but later fell in love with for real, is Cora Crawley, the Countess of Grantham. Cora is an American, which is, you know, this show is very proud of being British. These people are very proud of being British. And she's an American who was very, very, very rich. And she inherited her father's fortune. And she was shipped off to England to marry a peer. So they have 3 daughters and no sons, which is a problem, but I'm going to get to that later.
My hair tie broke. No.
Sorry. The eldest, Lady Mary Crawley, is... Okay, I've decided I'm not going to speak my... Before Hazel sees the first episode, I'm not going to say my opinions on any of the characters, okay, so that she's not biased when she watches it.
Okay.
But the oldest, Lady Mary Crawley, she's kind of cold-hearted, but she cares about a lot of stuff.
So like April Ludgate-ish?
No, because she's not sarcastic. She's, okay, you know, she's a very hated character. I'm not going to say my opinion on her. She also needs to marry really fast because she's 21. Ew. And that's the age where people start getting married real fast. So the second daughter, the middle daughter, is named Edith. She is very unfortunate. Nothing good ever happens to her.
Well, I like Edith. She kind of reminds me of myself.
She's also super mean to everyone else.
Okay, she does not remind me of myself.
She is a redhead. All the redheads on the show, by the way, are horrible. Except for one who's like my favorite character ever. But yeah, no one likes a redhead. Except for one redhead. But, okay. And then there's the youngest daughter, Lady Sybil. She has a bit of a rebellious streak. She's younger than the rest of the family. I can help you with that if you want.
No, I got it.
She's younger than the rest of the family, but Hazel's sunglasses just broke.
My sunglasses just broke. And this fell off.
She's younger than the rest of the family, but she's very modern, but she's not modern in, like, a snotty way. She's very nice to absolutely everyone. Mm. She's, like, everyone's favorite. She's super awesome.
Awesome.
She's super awesome. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. there's also Robert's mother, Violet Crawley.
Uh-oh.
Who is played by Dame Maggie Smith.
Oh, my God. I love Maggie Smith.
Yes. So she is the quintessential Downton character.
Oh, my God.
She is the sassiest person on Earth.
It's like... Minerva McGonagall?
No. She's like sassier than Minerva McGonagall. Her quotes are amazing. And the thing about her is she seems like she should be very stuck in the past. The main theme of Downton is like, you know, the times are changing. It's 1912. The aristocracy.
It takes place after the Titanic sank. Sorry.
I'm gonna get to that. It's 1912.
That's all I know.
It's 1912, you know, the aristocracy is slowly fading, it's losing power. Stuff like that is happening. These people are earls, which means they're sort of at the center of the aristocracy. They're not super rich, they're not incredibly powerful. They own a small village, a church, a castle. It's not officially a castle, it's a manor or whatever.
We're gonna call it a castle.
We're gonna call it a castle. They also have a large amount of servants, who I shall talk about now.
We will talk about them now.
Segways!
Woo! The downstairs. No, kidding.
So, the downstairs staff has a community just as, if not more, vibrant as the upstairs family.
I have her same script in front of me on my laptop right now.
They live in extremely close quarters, and feud, and fall in love,
and die.
I should mention, there's a lot of death on this show. As I said in my newsletter, actors played fast and loose with contract renewals on Downton, so you can never count on a character staying around long. The contract deal is different in England, which makes everything very confusing. So downstairs, the captain of the ship is the butler, Carson. He manages the entire staff, but focuses on the males, namely footmen, valets, and occasionally hallboys. We don't care about the hallboys. He's sort of the downstairs equivalent of Robert. He's kind of stuck in the past. He's very conservative. he's, you know, yeah. You'll get to know Carson. He's lovable, but not incredible. There are two footmen who are young men who serve the family at dinner, stand around in hallways, move furniture from time to time, and do other manly things.
See, before I read this, I thought footmen took your shoes off.
No. Those are valets, actually.
I feel like they should switch
You
those.
Actually sort of put on your own shoes. Footmen,
in
you know,
a
wait on
castle,
like
you
know,
don't even
serve
wear
on
shoes.
Their feet. They're standing up all the time. They never sit down.
Okay.
So there are two footmen. The first footman, Thomas, who, okay, this is a minor spoiler, but you learn it in the first episode.
Okay.
He is gay, and in 1912, that was, you know,
not
like
allowed.
Illegal. So
that, yeah.
He could be reported to the police. The staff sort of know he's gay, don't really have confirmation, lots of stuff, blah, 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 blah. He's also mean to absolutely everyone.
Huh.
Because, you know, he's been oppressed his entire life.
Right.
And no one ever respects him. There's a second footman who's below Thomas, so Thomas sort of pushes him around. He does, like, you know, the dirtier stuff.
He
stands behind Thomas in the hallways. Yeah. Is paid less. William is pretty young, for real. He's maybe 14 when the show starts.
Wow.
So there's only one man in the upstairs family. There's only one valet who dresses him. Bates actually arrives in the first episode, and we find out more about him as the show progresses, so I'll leave him out for now. Heading the female staff, primarily ladies' maids, housemaids, and the kitchen staff, is Mrs. Hughes. Okay, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about Mrs. Hughes, I mean, about opinions, but it's kind of universally known that Mrs. Hughes is, I can swear, right? Yeah, I changed that setting. Mrs. Hughes is pretty badass.
Yeah.
She's totally in control of everything, and she's always calm, and she always knows the right thing to say, and also she's, like, Scottish, so.
I like her. I'm Scottish. Does she have red hair?
She doesn't have red hair.
Oh.
Because she's awesome.
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
No one in the show has red hair and is awesome except
okay.
for one character in season 5.
People should respect redheads. I can name every episode and
what happens in every episode. I can recite that kind of stuff. I'm super fan of this show. So she's pretty awesome. Under her is Cora's lady's maid. You remember who Cora is?
The wife,
the mom of the family. Cora has a lady's maid, her equivalent of a valet, dresses her, does her hair,
right.
loops her into her corset and stuff.
Oh, God, I hate
Yeah, everyone
corsets.
On the show is
oh
wearing
God.
Corsets all the time.
Oh, my God.
The
Imagine
has had to wear
the
corsets.
Actresses. Oh, God.
This is something I actually thought you would be pretty interested in, the
yeah,
fashion.
I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, the fashion is beautiful in Downton Abbey,
yeah.
but they're also constantly
oh
wearing corsets.
Corsets. Oh, God.
But, so, she has a lady's maid, O'Brien. O'Brien is best friends with Thomas, obviously platonic.
Of course.
O'Brien is never interested in a romance with anyone.
Of course.
O'Brien is evil. She is a devil
oh.
of a lady's maid.
Oh, no.
And while with Thomas we have sympathy for him, O'Brien we have none.
Mm.
Absolutely none. Because O'Brien has no reason to be as cruel as she is. She's cruel to the staff, and she also manipulates Cora. She, like, tricks Cora into doing stuff for her own benefit, and then makes Cora think it was her idea.
Getting deja vu
and
for some
Cora
reason.
And Cora thinks that O'Brien loves her. Cora thinks, like, oh my God, O'Brien's obsessed with me.
Oh my God.
Like, O'Brien is the sweetest.
I just
So that's O'Brien. Then there's Anna, and she's head housemaid, so she you know, commands all the housemaids. The housemaids are the people who clean and sometimes help out in the kitchen occasionally and that kind of stuff. They clean, they do other stuff. Housemaids, you know what a housemaid is.
Yeah, I know. I know what a housemaid is.
So she's head housemaid, so she does a lot of the work. She commands the other housemaids. And she's also the lady's maid for the three sisters.
Right.
And she is the absolute sweetest person ever. She's so nice to everyone. She's not even, like, Orion hates her for, like, other reasons. But Orion kind of hates everyone. But... Yeah. She just, she's never mean to O'Brien. She's never mean to anyone. She's so nice. But, and she also has a friend, and she, her friend is named, her friend's name is Gwen. And let me explain Gwen. For the first three seasons, before the house starts downsizing, because it's like getting late, there's this role of housemaid. Are you paying attention to me, Hazel?
I am.
What I like to call housemaid with plot lines. Because they're just like housemaid. They don't have any particular position in the house, but they do get plot lines and stuff. So they get their own personality and things. And for season one, and maybe on, I'm not saying, that is Gwen. She is, the actress is on Game of Thrones. She is, you know, Gwen... I don't know. She doesn't have a lot to say. It's more like her plot line than her personality. Yes. So there's Mrs. Patmore. She's like, she's very sassy. She's sort of rude.
Description.
Sorry. Yes, I'm improvising these descriptions. She's very sassy. She's sort of rude. And she's constantly bossing around everyone, especially her kitchen maid, Daisy. Daisy is this 12-year-old I was telling you about.
Oh.
She's super young. We don't actually know her birth date, but we think it. She's around 12 in 1912. She is very young. She's very naive. She's sort of, people have described her as like ditzy. She's just sort of like over her head, you know.
She's not overly happy?
No, no. She's just not like, she's not a great character, but she's not a horrible character. She's not very smart, but, you know, she is. She loves Mrs. Patmore. They have sort of, like, a mother-daughter bond. And, yeah, she's not very smart. She's very young. Didn't I have something else at the bottom here?
No, I just put a bunch of smiley faces.
Did you delete anything to put in those smiley faces?
No, I didn't delete anything.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, so I did make an entire stage, and I put on more smiley faces with wigs, but I deleted that.
Great.
I was really bored.
Yeah, I know I printed those out. Really glad I did that. So, when we meet the Crawleys, when we meet the staff at Downton Abbey, something big has just happened. And it's the sinking of the Titanic, which Hazel knows about already.
Yeah, so Susanna briefly described.
Yes. And the sinking of the Titanic throws them into a really big issue,
We're
not going to talk about just because. Because you're going to make predictions. You know how it's like the inheritance.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, the two heirs to Downton Abbey, Robert's cousin. So, I don't have to describe the entire inheritance stuff.
No.
I'm going to. We'll cover that next episode. First real episode. So, yeah. They're in the middle of an inheritance issue. There's a new heir. There's plenty of scandal, plenty of drama. And plenty of romance and plenty of death. So, scandalous. A scandal. We were thinking.
Scandalous.
Please be quiet. Okay. We're thinking maybe you can make some predictions. What do you think is going to happen with these characters?
There's a spider on my hat. Ah, it's big. Ah. Okay.
Great.
It was big and hairy and brown and scary and it had black dots on it.
Okay, so now we know about Hazel's spider. Great, what do you think is going to happen in Downton Abbey?
Okay, so I remember in...
Oh, and also, do you know any spoilers? Have you just, like, come across any spoilers?
I haven't.
You have to tell me if you have, though.
I haven't.
Okay, good.
Except you told me the basic plot line.
Of everything?
No.
Okay.
Just, like, air problem.
Yeah, the air problem. Yeah, great. I will explain the air problem to you, possibly in an email after you watch it, just so you can understand.
I really and can't make any big predictions yet, because well, I don't know.
What do you think happens in, like, you know, soap operas and stuff?
I definitely think that there are going to be financial issues, where maybe they have to, like, sell a lot of things. I don't know. Maybe they have to sell their house, but they get out of it. Like, I don't know. She's smiling. I don't know whether I'm wrong or right.
I'm not telling. People who know what happens can unite with me in their feelings that we will not talk about. Go on.
I don't know what's going on.
Any other predictions?
Yeah, no, there's definitely going to be financial issues. There's definitely going to be deaths.
Any ideas about who's gonna die?
I think maybe, Miss Padmore.
I guess she's old.
She might die because I feel like there will be that where, like, Daisy's gonna be devastated or whatever. And yeah. She's also, like, a lovable person that we can afford to lose.
Yeah, most of the lovable people die. Most of the lovable people die!
So maybe the butler dies, then?
I'm not telling!
Think the butler dies. That's my
okay.
One of
great.
My
this just in. Hazel thinks Carson the butler dies.
Carson will die.
Die.
Death.
Die.
Painfully.
Death. Painfully.
Death.
Painfully.
Yay! Enjoy death.
Yay! Enjoy death. Enjoy a very painful death. A very very painful death. Is that all you have for predictions?
Yeah. I really have no idea what's going to go on.
So, now we shall say what our expectations are for this podcast. I want to do a lot of research. I get to do a little bit of research with my newsletter, but not a ton, because that's more of a recap than whatever the
right.
Hell this is.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, research stuff that's brought up. I want to look at the stuff on the walls and, you know, Google Lens that and, mm-hmm. you know, find out what everything is and where
right.
people got stuff. And I want to go behind the scenes.
And I know you mentioned you wanted to do a lot of deep dives.
Yeah, deep dives. Lots of deep dives. And what about you?
I'm really just excited to find out what this show is about because I've heard a lot of really good things about it and... Zen is nodding.
Yes,
like,
I'm nodding.
Smile on her. She's like,
It's a great show, and I talk relentlessly about it to anyone who will listen. And so far, she is the only one who will. So that's why we're doing this podcast.
Yep. I'm really excited. Also, I really like talking, and I feel like podcasts. Are going to be very good for me because I talk a lot. Probably too much, but I feel like in a podcast.
We're
going
to try to edit this
thing?
Like minimally. So there's not any fixed length for anything ever in history.
It's probably going to be one that's like an hour and one that's like 10 minutes, and the people are going to be like, what?
Well,
it's
I don't think they're going to be any 10 minutes.
No,
yeah.
We
an hour is probably
going to
be like our baseline because that's the baseline for a lot of podcasts. An hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd be surprised at how much stuff happens in these episodes. And we thought at the end, I didn't put this in the outline, but at the end, we just talk about stuff we like this week.
Okay.
Stuff we like this week.
This is made for us to just talk.
Yes, just talk. So this is not about Downton Abbey.
We're not talking about Downton Abbey. We are. At the end, we just talk about stuff that isn't related to Downton Abbey. That's interesting.
So you can feel free to stop listening if you're just here for Downton.
But
if you're here
we
for
will
some
talk about interesting
really
things. And I might have a stupid moment.
Who
we
are
should
talking
have a little
over each other
like
right now?
Hazel stupid moments.
Yes, I will definitely make that. I will definitely make a Hazel stupid moment,
Hazel,
don't worry.
Hazel stupid moment. Da-da-da. I like that. I mean, not really, but, like, okay. It's gonna happen.
So, who wants to go first?
You can, so that I can figure out what I'm gonna talk
about. This week, I want to shout out the TV show Parks and Recreation,
yes!
Which we've talked about a lot. I finished it this week.
Shout out to the campus school.
No, yes, our that's old not elementary bad. School.
Yeah.
Where we met.
Where we met. In first grade.
In first grade, yeah.
Friends all the way through. Well, we weren't that good
we
friends.
We weren't that close and for, like, then, second, third, fourth.
Well, fourth, we kind of connected again.
Not really. Not really. Like,
and then fifth, Jordan we got fourth. Really close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sixth, we were... So, in sixth grade, we would have these, like, math tables where it was me, you, and then Ollie. But Ollie had already pulled from school or something, or he was sick, or I don't even remember.
No, he always just worked somewhere else.
Oh, he worked
it
with Ansel
Henry
and Sean.
And he worked somewhere else. It wasn't Ollie.
No, Ollie was never
Ollie
there,
Ollie was at
though.
Our normal table,
oh,
and
right,
Henry...
And then Henry ditched us for Will.
Henry ditched us for Will, yeah.
Right.
Will's another one of our friends. Henry is not our friend.
Henry's
if you're
not
listening
our friend.
To this, Henry, you're Henry. Not our friend. we might have to cut out all the times to talk about people.
Well, no, because
you know
we're
what?
Not giving
I
last names.
I want to shout out secret names. Telling instead of doing math.
Yeah.
Which we did a lot of.
We did a lot of.
Yeah. This is a segment we're going to do every episode, and it's called
The Swan's Legs. Oh my god, that took so many tries.
Okay, so it is, basically, there's this metaphor used a lot about Downton Abbey, how the top half of the house is this gliding, beautiful swan, so elegant, so graceful, so effortless. And underneath the surface, there are these legs just...
Paddling,
wildly paddling,
trying
to keep it afloat. And it basically, the top half of the house is the beautiful swan, and the servants below the surface are struggling to keep it looking that nice. So this is basically a segment about how we got here and what we went through to get to this podcast, because we are amateur podcasters. We are very, very amateur.
This is our first episode, and we have no idea what's going on.
We have met many times before. We've known each other for
some
years.
Oh, no, we've known each other for years.
None of us have podcasted. We've listened to podcasts, but we've never podcasted.
I'm good at talking, though, so we were like, hey,
Hazel's good at talking, but
Susanna's
I still have to do all the logistics.
I'm really good at ranting. It's
be
one
quiet.
Of my skills.
I'm sorry. this is just where I have to relive all the trauma I went through.
Yes.
So, let me just say, I found and paid for the podcast host. Not us hosting, but, like, you know, where the podcast lives, basically.
Shout out to Cap.
Captivate, yes. And I also made the cover art. Yes, I made that cover art.
Shout out to Susanna for making the cover art.
I actually made two things of cover art. This is the second edition. Then
the first one was pretty, but
the the second one's easier to read, more simple. I think it's better.
Yeah.
God, I'd use literally two third-party file, like, compressors and resizers.
Oh my god.
Because the file was too small. It wasn't enough, it wasn't enough pixels.
That would be...
But it was too big. The file size was too large. It was 2 MB.
Oh
I had
god.
To get it down to 500 gigabytes. So I ran it. So first I resized it using one possibly illegal thing. Then I ran it through this thing called tinypng.com. And it made it, it like took away the number of colors in it or something. So it made it, smaller, but I had to run it through it 50 billion times, and this is for both the cover arts, by the way. I had to do this twice. I'm sorry, this is just me venting. Hazel didn't really have to do anything.
I vent to you all the time about literally everything.
Yeah, and then there was also You know, I had to find the podcast host. Originally, this was supposed to be a clean podcast, but then Hazel said she wanted to swear.
I did not say we couldn't say.
Yeah, I said, no, I said...
You're like, so we have to not be able to say what the hell, and I'm like, okay, that's gonna
yeah, that's what I'm
hard.
Saying.
Just saying. That's gonna be a little
No, you said,
hard.
What? I can't say hell or damn? Oh my god, Susanna, why?
That was, like, I mean,
wait, okay,
it
we're gonna find Hazel's note right now. All right.
Okay.
I deleted them to print them out, but I'm sure
no,
I can get them back.
No, I can find them. I have it on a tab right here.
No, but I deleted them.
Wait, you deleted them? What did you do?
To print it out. God, Hazel, don't worry.
Just command
Z. Okay, look, I'm going to last edit was 2 hours ago. Ready?
Sorry, that was a good one.
Okay, look.
At what?
Ta-da.
Wow! Okay, so you read the gray, I'll read the blue.
Yeah, because I'm the gray. Okay, yeah. So we had the title for the section was
both.
We had a back and forth in the outline, so I said it was just in Docs. So I said Google Docs. Shout out to Google Docs.
Shout out to Google.
Yeah, big corporations. I'm a socialist. Okay, so it was. It was both say what they want to do with the podcast, which we've already done. And, or maybe we haven't, because I don't know where I'm going to put this section. So, it was both say what they want to do with this podcast. And then I wrote a note underneath that said, like, how I want to research and you want to do God knows what. Just to give people some expectations, because listening to a new podcast is scary as hell, which, by the way, we can't say because I marked it as clean. Good.
I was like, wait, we can't say hell?
Question mark.
Or
like,
damn?
Four question marks.
That
four
sucks.
Exclamation points.
Wait, am I allowed to say that? That sucks. Ah!
With, like, a billion H's, and I said...
A lot of H's.
I can change the settings if you want. I'll go make it... Wow. But I'll go make it an explicit podcast. Yay! All right, it's done. Unleash the foul-mouthed beast.
Well, no, it's okay. My mom will most likely be listening, but I mean...
Sly emoji?
You know that emoji that we just spammed?
Sly emoji.
I couldn't find... Here, I can make it.
You. It's in special characters. Okay, should we talk about some other stuff that we went through? I don't know. What else did I do? Oh, we have a website. Wait, okay, let me find this
website.
The website is...
This is a website, in case you haven't noticed.
The website is substitute-for-wit.captivate.fm. Someone just texted me. Oh, look, it's...
Is it me?
No, it's Mark from Captivate FM telling me to...
That's so creepy. Who is he?
He's the guy who created it, and he's Irish, so I'm not mad at him at all.
Okay, but he's still creepy because he sent me, and he's like, want to come to this personal, like, podcasting
group?
I was like, what?
We can't diss our podcast host on our podcast, Hazel.
Sorry.
No, we don't want to join your personal Facebook group, Mark.
I know, it seems creepy to me.
It's a forum email, by the way. It's a forum email. He wrote them 3 years ago. He's the guy who started it.
Yeah, I know. So creepy. Okay. About the podcast, Substitute for Wit, a Downton Abbey podcast.
We don't have to read the website.
Substitute for Wit is a Downton Abbey. Yeah.
Actually.
We should read our origins. I changed my my profile picture to a picture of Hogwarts.
Why, though? April is so much more awesome than
I know, but she
drawing.
Looked really angry, and I feel like it would give the wrong idea about.
Fine.
The type of person I am.
Yeah, you can go to the website yourself,
wow.
People.
They were like, wow, she looks so angry. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you angry. I was like, yeah, I should probably change that.
Also, I think that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that it? Do we have anything else to say about Downton Abbey? Our lives? Any other plugs?
I hate ants.
Okay, Hazel hates ants, and on that note, goodbye. This has been Substitute for Wit, episode zero, season zero. So
episode one.
Thanks for our prologue. Underneath.